And as Trish was singing that song a few moments ago, I thought to myself, as those disciples some 2,000 years ago, all of them, gave their lives in martyrdom, except the Apostle John. And whenever you think about those disciples, how that they persevered in the midst of all of the persecution that they were dealing with, and then to realize Paul sits in a prison, and there he's thinking about Christ, he's thinking about others, he's thinking about the most important thing. He's looking away from the cross to the glittering crown someday. As we begin in chapter 4 once again for this evening, we got through chapter 4 verse 2 this past Sunday night as we spoke about the importance of prayer and the being watchful and with thanksgiving. And then in verse 3 where we pick up for this evening, he says, meanwhile, praying also for us. Praying also for us. You know, so oftentimes we pray in just generalities. We pray, God bless the missionaries around the world. And yet, wouldn't it be much more appropriate if we prayed for the specifics of those missionaries around the world? That we pray for God's protection upon their lives. That we would pray that God would keep them safe through all of the persecutions that they encounter, that God would supply their every physical need of food and sustenance, as well as fellowship and friendship. You see, I think so oftentimes in the generality of prayers, it's just easy for us to say, throw everything into a general category and just say, God bless all the peoples of the world. It's been a long day. It's been a busy day. It's been a day that I just want to draw the curtains to and forget what's happened during the day. It's easy for us to pray in generalities. Paul asks specifically here in verse 3, meanwhile, praying also for us. Now, Paul speaking for us, obviously for himself, for Timothy, of course, for all of those out there in the Christian community as they are reaching out. He says, meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak. For the word to speak. Let me ask a personal question to each one of us this evening. In our prayer time, in our prayer lives, do we pray, God, today is a new day. God, you've given me this day to live. You've breathed into me the breath of life. I'm a living soul, and you have given your commandments that we are to go out and teach and preach and share the gospel of the good news of your death, your burial, your resurrection, your ascension, your coming again one of these days. Do we pray, God, open to us a door? You know, unfortunately, in this life is filled with grief and heartache and sorrows and death and dying and funerals. And there is one thing that I can say in the midst of all of that, that even in that, God opens doors, that when we stand and celebrate someone's life and we give memorial to them or celebrate them, that we have an opportunity for the door to be open to present the gospel in times like those. Because oftentimes in times like those, you have an audience there of various people from various walks of life, from various backgrounds spiritually, some that have no background spiritually whatsoever. It's an opportunity. It's a door to be open. Paul always wanted the Colossian Christians to remember him, to remember those as they witnessed that God would open to us a door for the word to speak. And then he speaks about the mystery of Christ. That mystery of Christ dealt with the way God would deal with the Gentile nation. You know, the gospel was for the Jews first, and also for the Greeks, for the Gentiles. You see, when the Apostle Paul, being a Jew himself, as long as he was preaching and teaching, and he had some of the Jews there in his presence, as long as he was preaching to them and did not mention the Gentiles being a part of God's plan, a part of this mystery. This mystery dealt with the Gentiles being grafted into the kingdom as well. As long as Paul was preaching to the Jews, it was one thing. But when he mentioned that the Gentiles, that Christ died for them as well, Paul always got into trouble. Paul would be thrown into prison because of that. They could not accept the fact that the Gentiles would have an equal standing in the presence of Almighty God as those Jews would. And for some reason, they felt that the Gentiles were substandard to them. They looked at them as more outcast. And so this mystery that he speaks about here, praying that this door be opened so that the word could be preached there, the mystery of Christ, he's speaking about the inclusion of all of those that were non-Jewish, the Gentile peoples of the world, for which I am also in chains. Paul is saying, I'm in prison, I'm in chains because of this mystery that I've been called to preach the gospel, to speak about the good news of Christ to the Gentiles as well. And of course, you can understand how it would always incite, create violence, created a riot. Almost everywhere Paul went, there was a riot. I don't know how he would be looked upon today, no doubt, as we look at our own nation about who incites violence and creates violence and all of these things. If the Apostle Paul were alive, let me tell you, he would probably be in the same pickle he was in the Roman Empire. And because when Paul preached about this mystery of Christ, this inclusion of the Gentiles into the body of Christ, it incited within the Jewish body where they absolutely would go after the Apostle Paul. He would be thrown into prison and for preaching the word of Christ. I want you to think with me tonight, all over the world this evening, there are missionaries that are strategically placed throughout the world. Many of those are in places where they cannot openly proclaim the good news of the gospel. Many of them will be placed there for various reasons in various workforces. And through that, hopefully the doors will be opened for them to speak about the good news of the gospel. You and I have a mandate from God that we are to pray without ceasing. We are to go around. We are to remember these missionaries throughout the world, not in a general sense, as I mentioned a few moments ago, but to pray that God will open up a door through them by which the gospel can be dispersed and that people can come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned a few moments ago that as we pray faithfully, fervently, effectually, passionately for the missionaries around the world, for ministers around the world, for the church around the world, for Christians individually, as well as for the body of Christ collectively, that all of us, none of us have been exempt from taking the message of salvation and to use it wherever we can for the cause and the sake of Christ. And Paul wanted the church at Colossae to be a prayerful church, a church that would remember, a church that would lift him and Timothy and others to the Lord, that a door might be effectually opened unto them whereby they could speak of this mystery of Christ, this good news. And so that ought to be the heart cry of each one of us here tonight. And he speaks in verse 3 about all of that. And he says, for which I also in chains. and for sharing the gospel. When you read about many of the missionaries around the world and the martyrdom that takes place among missionaries, I've often quoted this, but it bears repeating over and over again, that last century, from 1900 to the year 2000, more people were martyred for their faith than in all of the other 1900 centuries prior to that. It just shows you the escalation in our world of how Christians are being persecuted for their faith. And you and I should not be cavalier as we pray, but we should pray specifically. We should pray not in generalities, but that God loves us to pray specifically for the things that we pray for. And we looked at a lot of that this past Sunday night. He goes on in verse 4. He says that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. What he's talking about there is this mystery of Christ. He's speaking about that to pray that this door would be open, that he can speak about this mystery of Christ, of the inclusion of the Gentiles into the body of Christ. And he wants them to pray specifically here that I may make it, this gospel, this mystery to the Gentiles. He says, as I ought to speak, as I ought to speak. Let me tell you, when you and I share Christ with other people, so oftentimes I think that we take that mandate and we fail to carry it out as Christ would have us to carry it out. You know, when Jesus spoke to the multitudes there on the mountainside or there by the lake or wherever it might be, Jesus looked on the crowds with compassion. Jesus looked because he realized that when he was feeding them physically, he gave them physical sustenance in order to teach them spiritual truths. And as Jesus spoke with love. Jesus spoke with a heart filled with compassion. And as the songwriter put the song, Lord, move us with compassion for the lost, I pray. We have become so complacent in the world that you and I live in today that I think that we fail to pray, Lord, some soul for thee, some soul for thee. Let this, my earnest plea, help me each day on life's highway to win some soul for thee. Let me tell you, you and I can plant the seeds of the gospel. We can do it through words of encouragement. We can do it through prayer. We can do it through sharing the word. We can do it through sharing our testimony with other people. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Paul wanted the church to pray specifically that he would be able to speak the truth of this mystery of Christ, that he could manifest it in such a way that they would see the simplicity of the gospel. And of course, you and I know that we are supposed to be sowing seed by the wayside. It's the Holy Spirit of the living God that is to move the heart. You and I cannot change the human heart. As much as we would try, we cannot change the human heart. It has to come from the Holy Spirit's leading and moving and guiding within the heart. It's the Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth. It's the Holy Spirit that illuminates the Word of God and teaches us the Word of God. Let me tell you, we ought to pray, Holy Spirit of the living God, fall fresh. Fall anew on me each day along life's pathway that I might reach out and sow some seeds today of the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that so oftentimes we fail in our attempt. We fail in our endeavor to be what we need to be, what we ought to be for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just think about the teeming millions of people in this world tonight that are dying. I read the other day, I think I've alluded to this before, but I read the other day that every every second, three people die somewhere in the world. Every second that ticks away on your clock, three people die every second. 180 die every minute. Some 11,000 die every hour. And every 24-hour period of the day, worldwide, 250,000 people will go into eternity today. Think about that. 250,000 people will go into eternity somewhere today. Tomorrow, 250,000 more will die. The day after that, 250,000 more. All through the year, some 250,000 people die every single day. They are either going into the presence of the Lord, or they are going to a place of eternal separation for all eternity. Let me tell you, if there was ever a time, I believe, for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to join hearts together in prayer, I believe it's now. I believe that we are living in the latter days of the latter days. Now, we've been living in the last days ever since Jesus ascended back to heaven 2,000 years ago. I mean, even in Jesus's day, those disciples thought they would be alive when Jesus came to set up his kingdom. Let me tell you, all throughout church history, those church fathers thought they would be alive when Jesus comes again. We're 2,000 years or two millennia removed from that period of time. But I want you to know, we are closer today to eternity than we were yesterday. Some 250,000 people today will either meet Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, escorted through the air by the angels, or else they will go to a place one day where they will be forever confined and consigned to the lake of fire. Let me tell you, those 250,000 today, have you ever just thought how many of those 250,000 people knew Jesus? No wonder Jesus said that the road to heaven, it's a narrow road. He said it's a straight road. He said few there be who go in thereat. But he said broad is the way, And wide the gate that leads to destruction, and many go in that gate. Let me tell you, when I think about 250,000 people today, I wonder how many of them ever gave it a thought. I wonder how many of them somebody ever told personally about Jesus who died for them to give them eternal life. You see, our prayer should be, I believe during those early days of Christianity when the church was on the move and the church was flourishing and people were excited about this new way, this way of Christianity. And such as was being saved every day. And I think about mine and your opportunity to share Christ. Do we really care, that the song says? Do we really care about those out there that are dying? Tomorrow, another 250,000 will go one of two places. Our prayer ought to be specific. Lord, help me in my small world that I live in. Lord, help me each day to come in contact, either through a phone call, either through a prayer ground, either through a personal contact. Lord, give me your Holy Spirit's leading to that person that I may share the Lord Jesus Christ. May we always share that in love. Let me tell you, this world is passing away. Time is precious. Time is priceless. Time is passing. We sing that song softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling. Let me tell you, that song says, time is now fleeting. The moments are passing. They're passing from you and from me. Let me tell you, tomorrow you and I may not have a guarantee tomorrow. We may not live until tomorrow's sun will rise. But I want you to know we are to take every opportunity. We are to seize the day. We ought to pray more fervently, Lord, send me to some soul today. Help me that I might today, when I close my eyes at the end of the day, know that I have done my best to serve you, Lord. That I've done my best, Lord, to try to lead some soul to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I realize that I cannot save anyone. I realize that all I can do, Lord, is share what you've done in my life. All I can do is tell them that Jesus loves you. Jesus loved you so much. Jesus did not want you someday to go to a devil's hell that was created for the devil and his angels. That God has a place for you. He wants you to go to heaven. He wants you. He yearns for you to receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. Lord, help me. Help me. If that would be the heart cry of every member of New Hope Baptist Church West. If every member of this church had that heart cry every single day, I wonder how many people's lives would be born into the kingdom of heaven. It was so important with Paul. You see, Paul's in prison. You and I are not in prison tonight. You and I are running free throughout this world. Paul was behind prison bars, but he realized that the most important thing in all of life was for him to get the gospel out to the world. I want you to think about this. The apostle Paul, he was guilty of committing murder because he consented to the death of those early Christians. He had them persecuted. He had them thrown into prison. Let me tell you what, Paul was forgiven because of those murderous acts. He was forgiven by the grace of Almighty God. He realized how important it was now for him to spend the rest of his days as passionate about winning souls for people as he possibly could. I want to encourage each one of us here tonight. I want to challenge New Hope Baptist Church membership that we would get on board to pray, that we would pray every day, Lord, open this door of opportunity for me to share the wonderful gift of salvation to someone. I realize I can't save them, but Lord, I can certainly tell them about you. Your Holy Spirit is the one that has to move within the heart. Your Holy Spirit is the one that has to bring them out of a place of callousness and hard-heartedness and melt their hearts to want the wonderful gift of Almighty God. I read just the other day in the post-Christian era that you and I are now living in the 21st century, unfortunately, how many people are falling away from the faith. How many are falling away? That's what the Bible says will happen in the last days. We call it the apostasy. The word apostasy or apostate is one that falls away from the faith. Let me tell you, you and I are living in a different world today than many of you grew up in many, many years ago. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is leading and calling each one of us out to be an Apostle Paul where we are, to pray that a door is opened so that we might share the wonderful gift of eternal life with those that are lost. Tonight, when you go home, when you retire for the evening, as you say your prayers before you close your eyes, ask the Holy Spirit of the living God to pull fresh and anew on your heart, to be more burdened for the lost, to be more burdened for those out on the mission field, to be more burdened to pray for your pastors, for your staff leaders, to pray for your deacon body, to pray for your membership, that God would place upon our heart a burden for lost souls, because that's the purpose of why you and I are here. I hear people say all the time, I don't know why the Lord lets me keep on living. I don't know what my purpose is. Well, I know one of your purposes. It's to tell the story, be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. Amen. God bless you. Would you stand as we pray together? We'll begin in verse 5 on Sunday evening. Father, I want to thank you for tonight. God, I want to thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth. God, I pray that you would bless each one of these that are here this evening. Bless those that have listened in virtually or will listen to this broadcast. I pray, oh God, that you would challenge each one of our hearts, that we might be more burdened, oh God, for the lost of this world, that we would be more burdened for our neighbor, that we would be more burdened for people in our community. Father, that we would be more burdened and pray in more specifics for all of the supplications and the prayers, Father, and the petitions that we lay before you at the foot of the cross. God, I pray for those Christians tonight over in China that have to live underground, so to speak, with their faith. Oh God, how I pray in the name of Jesus that you will keep them strong. I pray, oh God, that their faith would not waver, but I pray that their faith through these days of persecution would become more inflamed with the Holy Spirit of the living God. I pray, oh Father, that you would let Christianity, Father, grow and just exponentially explode all over that world. God, I pray that you would help those Christians. Father, I pray that you would keep them safe and close to you. And God, I pray for the missionaries around the world tonight, specifically, oh God, for their daily sustenance needs to be met, whether they be physical, emotional, or psychological. And oh God, that spiritually that you would open up the doors of opportunity for them to share the wonderful message of salvation wherever they are planted. Oh God, open the hearts of the people where they are planted around. Oh God, that they might sow seeds of the love of Christ in the hearts of people. Oh God, help us that we here in our own city, oh God, would scatter precious seed, as the old song says, by the wayside. Father, when we used to sing that old song, bring them in, bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Oh God, how I pray that we would throw out the lifeline each day to someone. God, give us a new opportunity tomorrow. Father, give us a door that would open that we might be able to share Jesus with someone. Oh God, help us to seize every moment, every opportunity. God, I pray that you would help us not to grow stagnant in our faith. I pray you would help us, oh God, that we would be challenged to grow, that we would, Father, like watering a plant, oh God, and feeding it nourishment so that it would grow and blossom and bloom. Help us, oh God, to grow where we are planted. Help us to reach out into the world in which we live. And God, I pray that you would help us this new year to be about your business. For it's in Christ's name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you.